a new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
They fight for just a small amount of area to drive their cars. Imagine what you do with their motherland. But anyway, so during the night, though, sometime that YouTube had defaulted on the smart TV my daughter had got me there, and it went to one of our local TV stations in Montana here. The commercial was yet on another lawyer's ad for the use of a pill used in the treatment of diabetes. So I thought I'd bring you some health news first. What was its main... what do you call it? Side effect. There you go. I was looking for a good word. It said gangrene testicles. I could not believe that. Anyway, the drug is called Invokana, and it runs under five or six different names of Invokana, Invokamet, Far Exgia, or something like that, Jardicence, and Glav XBI, or something like that. I don't know why they don't just give these American terms to some kind of Italian type thing, whatever it is. But anyway, it's an SGLT inhibitor, which is a type of medication that works for lowering blood glucose levels. And it does that by encouraging higher amounts of sugar to be released through the urine. And that's probably why it's down in the urinary tract and down into the testicles or genital areas there. But I thought it was really interesting. You can imagine someone sitting there having their morning coffee and choking on that. But anyway, you can look that up if you might be a user of that, since there's so many people with diabetes nowadays, at drugdangers.com. And you might read into that lawsuit here. Anyway, as I have mentioned, I listen here the two-way a lot. The suicides are on the rise here. And, of course, I just noticed that here domestically here in Montana. But as I've reported here many times before, that I hear this almost daily, and 2-3 times a day, which is sad because Montana is one of the highest suicide rates in the country here. I don't know why it's so beautiful here. Maybe they don't have a dog. I don't know. But anyway, the suicide rates are now up 34%. And it's listed here about men working in construction, the stay-at-home moms, the students are committing suicide in alarmingly high numbers, and it's part of the disturbing trend. And, of course, this disheartening data released through the CDC suggests that the troubling trend of rising suicide rates is even getting worse. And it goes through the different age ranges here, and you can just Google that or whatever your search engine is, DuckGoGo, and look that up. There's an article on BusinessInsider.com that goes on to that. But, you know, as we watch this country just auger itself deeper and deeper into debt, the loss of jobs, the families being destroyed by mounting worries, as well as the gender issues, those of us who have loved have lost these loved ones in the family, or those that might even be contemplating something like that, certain signals, they are signs of depression. And also, it would behoove us to talk them through with either some kind of intervention personally or getting those to seek help. And I'm reminded about this daily because when we hear of all these shootings and whatnots across this country, of the massive prescription use of SSRIs and, of course, their side effects, which is just masking over a symptom. And you remember shows like Bob Newhart. People used to go to talk therapists. And I remember that. Everyone used to go to a therapist. They used to talk things out. But with social media nowadays, most people don't have that forum or that avenue. It's just a text message here, maybe a light email, but they never really say anything. And you don't have that actual body language or anything like that to see someone's eyes welling up or something. You can say, hey, is there something wrong? So as part of the humanitarian thing, I thought I would mention that here. Anyway, tonight's show is more about the communist takeover here in America as cloaked as this alleged democracy here in the Republic that they want to destroy. And if you haven't been paying attention to this show here, I don't hold any political boundaries. I don't care about Democrats or Republicans, but I know they have usurped the Democratic Party. But I have some video and audio to share with you. But first, I will read you a section from a PDF that I downloaded from archives.org called The Sea of Blood. And this was on the Bolsheviks over in Russia. And I should also say that there should be differentiated here between what was mentioned then as the Soviet Union as compared to the Orthodox Christian Russia today, as a disclaimer. But the wheels were set in motion long ago. Anyway, an excerpt from this says, and I can post this link for you in the chat room there. The 9-year atrocity. 9 years have already passed since the indescribable crime against humanity was systematically began. Now in its 9th year, 1926, a government exists which calls itself a worker and a peasant government, but not one true worker or farmer has ever sat on it. For 9 years, torture has been used in the name of democracy, as an official instrument of the state. And in the name of socialism, millions and millions of upright individuals have been murdered, put to death through starvation, or banished from home and health to every distant parts of the globe. This is how immigration starts. In the name of communism, the fruits of years of hard work by real workers have been taken away from them and given instead to persons with the thieving hand, a lying mouth, and a nervous system without compassion. Systematically, all that we have understood under the words of justice, morality, honor, religion, and racial integrity has been stomped into the ground. The dregs of the prison yards have been hoisted up upon war shields as our new heroes. An old Russian expression says, there are never more lies told than before a war and after a hunt. And in the point of the fact of the Great War, World War I, never have a true armistice and has never really ended. It no longer fought as before with cannons and machine guns, but instead with diplomatic intrigues, falsifications, and actual public opinion, political slander, and other machinations. And the hunt for more human skulls. Of course only Christian and Aryan skulls will do. It continues as well here. This is all scientifically organized, run by experts, and the carried out in accordance with a sinister but vast systematic plan, and thus the great lie blooms forth, in effect to form a worship of the father of the lie, Satan in the Bible, by that international scum calling itself the Bolsheviks. Article goes on and says, who then who are the friends of this common people, who in the name of freedom, equality, brotherhood, and democracy began annihilating the Christian Aryan population? Undoubtedly there were among them some true idealists who really believed they could use murder and manslaughter, robbery and theft, for those who are more honest words of the sequestration and confiscation, to make a happier world, a new paradise of equality, peace, and prosperity. If you look on what's going on right now, not only here in the United States, but this big socialism move, the systematic white genocide, and other telltale signs of what's coming, as well as other things I'll note tonight here about the taking of guns and stuff. They totally want people disarmed for this result. Continuing. The well-known result, however, was a living hell consisting of hunger, deprivation, despair, and inequality, only in one's right to be murdered by the Jewish-controlled Cheka, later called the KGB. The first provincial government, consisting exclusively of members of parliament, was full of Freemasons of Roman language, Masonic... sorry, I lost my place here. That's my fault. Imitation from France and Italy, funded by the English money, driven by personal ambition, arrogant, and in their new power, they have knowingly, half-wittingly pushed their nation over the abyss. The criminality of this provisional government knew no bounds, because it did the most despicable thing a government can do. It ignored the promise, the purpose, and ideals for which it was put in power, and for which it had overthrown the head of state. We see this right now throughout the European Union. And this show tonight is going to highlight and put into a lot of dots in rows so that you can draw the lines to it about what you see systematically being done. And this is part of this New World Order agenda. So with that there, this goes back to Gorbachev, which I mentioned here about 3 or 4 weeks ago here, and his perestroika. And it has been... This was a deal to convince the gullible West that communism is dead. The Soviet Union had collapsed. The story is said that it agreed with other writers and other historians there that this was a massive deception which masked the continuation or collaboration between the Bolsheviks in Russia and those through communist China. I remind the listeners that it was a foretold that the destruction of the United States would come from within and not from outside. So with that, Kenneth, could you please play that clip one in the first portion?
In 1989, the world has been told that the Soviet Union collapsed and that, except for several countries, communism is dead and the U.S. won the Cold War. The truth, the reality, is quite the reverse. Everything we have witnessed since 1989 has been a massive and successful multi-decade-long deception strategy on the part of the KGB, the Soviet secret police. The goal? To deceive the West and achieve the goal of Leninist strategy, a totalitarian world government or international police state. We know this from the evidence provided by Anatoly Golitsyn, the most important defector from the KGB who came to America in 1961. In 1980, he wrote a book, New Lies for Old, that was published in 1984, which described the disinformation strategy and made specific predictions as to what the KGB would do in subsequent years, such as removing the Berlin Wall, changing the name of the KGB itself and other structures in the Soviet hierarchy, and also the role to be played by Mikhail Gorbachev. An independent analysis of these predictions years later showed that over 94% of them came true by 1991 and since then.
All right. As I mentioned before on the other show about 3 weeks ago here, was the setup of Gorbachev, where he gave up his role over in the Soviet Union, which I did a lot of research on that, and we'll learn later here about how the Soviet Union was actually told to collapse. And this was all part of the agenda to get people to think that communism was dead, whereas in fact it wasn't. And it's interesting to note, too, that as people started to migrate from the former Soviet Union in the 1960s area, that 1963 communist agenda came out. And if people were to research that and go along and look at the stated goals of that agenda, you would see exactly where we're at. And one of the ones I like to highlight was the destruction of the FBI, which at one time many people admired there. And it wasn't just through videos like the X-Files or something like that, but the FBI used to do a really good job. And, of course, now we see that they're behind all domestic terrorism. And we're going to get into that, all these staged terrorism attacks. This is all part of an agenda, just as much as this immigration is right now. This is to keep the people in fear. And, of course, reasons or probable cause to go after guns. What the heck is that? I had some clicker. I don't know what the heck it was. It must have been a message somewhere else. Anyway, sort of a weird beeping noise. Anyway, and this agenda, as we see, has been to slowly erode America from inside. And we do have to realize that as the Soviet Union allegedly collapsed, that most of this was the Bolsheviks. And they're the ones that, the same way through Poland, Russia, have all migrated to the United States, also to Israel, and it's a large part of the Zionist agenda, and also as a major hub that is being ran from London, from Brussels, NATO, and they're all related. And this is why we'll get into later here also about the fact of why Brexit is so important, especially for those in London, and how those that are trying to stop Brexit, why they're getting fuming mad now, because more and more people, as I brought out before about Brzezinski, how he talked about a global awakening, that more and more people would see the things that are going on, and there would rise up into this opposition. And I remind people, if you haven't listened to that audio clip of his, where he again mentioned it was easier then to control a million than kill a million, where he talked about today, in its lethality, it was easier today to kill a million rather than control them. And this is where we're at now. We see the systematic destruction of country after country after country. Millions are being killed. We don't see it here in America that much because, of course, our media is controlled. And, of course, they never highlight their crimes. And even with issues like with Julian Assange, where they want to extradite him to the United States now, they go after people who expose those crimes. And I guess it would make people realize that everything's been a lie, especially for those soldiers. When you watch, say, an Iraqi veteran or an Afghanistan veteran who comes home, they go to these anti-war functions and they throw their little merit badges, because they realize it has all been a lie. And then we have the constant suicides of veterans and all, because they realize it's just that lie. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Radio, when double talk is on, you get, and you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. From that, I'm going to have to split this next clip up here to go a little bit after the break here, too. So I'll get into this next clip, and then I'll comment after that, and then after the break, okay? So go ahead and play the second part of that, Kenneth, please.
That's how we know Galitzin was telling the truth, and quite correct. Our guest today, who first appeared on this show in 1995, is uniquely qualified to expose this conspiratorial strategy. Based in London, he publishes 10 newsletters and reviews on economic, financial, and political intelligence, including Soviet Analyst. These invaluable periodicals incorporate the understanding of post-1989 events provided by Anatoly Galitzin. He's published Galitzin's second book, Perestroika Deception. He's also published Joseph Douglas's Red Cocaine on the Soviet strategy of using drugs to sabotage the West. And he's published a very important book, The European Union Collective, on the regional world government now in place over both Europe and Britain. I am so happy to welcome back to the McElhaney Report my valuable friend and colleague, Christopher Story. So glad to have you here.
Delighted to be here.
Now, for those people who are just learning about Anatoly Galitzin, we need to emphasize that the understanding he provided about the strategy of which he was a part in the early 1959 to 61 period in forming this strategy in the KGB hierarchy. This multi-decade strategy means that nothing really has changed in the Soviet Union and the other satellite East Bloc communist states that call themselves democratic republics today. Nothing has changed except deception, appearance, and propaganda. And let's go over some examples of that. Don't we have the same KGB-leaden bureaucracy with different names on the doors?
Absolutely. The KGB remains the same. It's divided itself into several parts. But this is by no means the first time this has happened. It's happened about five or six times since 1917. But Galitzin's great achievement was to make Lenin understandable, because actually all that Galitzin did in his two books, New Lies for Old and the Perestroika Deception, is to explain Lenin's mind. And these people actually are in Lenin's mind. They're out of their own minds and they're in Lenin's mind, which is not a very nice place to be.
Mm-hmm. Also, the system of some 1,700 concentration camps that comprised the Soviet Gulag prison house of territory, with millions and millions of political prisoners, all of those concentration camps are still there, but never discussed by the media, which since 1989 has told us that communism's gone out of business.
In a few years ago, I was privileged to receive a list of these concentration camps from a very reliable source. And this list contained the actual street addresses, I mean, so to speak, and the locations of these concentration camps. And these included a number of new camps which had been set up under the so-called, you know, quote-unquote, non-communist government of Boris Yeltsin, which in fact was a continuation by other means, which we'll come to. Now, when I published this in Soviet Analyst, I thought this has got to be, you know, a really interesting story. I sent it to the whole of the Western media that I could think of, the English-speaking world. Not a trace, no response at all. However, there have been a number of open references to this, which have appeared almost as if by accident in articles in The Guardian and elsewhere, which, of course, I and others collect. And when you put these things together, you get actually a very interesting picture. There's been no change at all.
Okay, not only has there been no change in the Soviet concentration camp system, but in their massive military buildup, their worldwide espionage activities within Western nations, the subversion and sabotage they wage, particularly the area of sabotage called drug trafficking.
Basically, in 1961, the Soviets launched a long-range strategy, which is what Galitzin talks about in his two books. I should say, perhaps, that the Communist Party of the Soviet Union has had four programs since it started, only four party programs. The first was 1903, the second was after the revolution 1917. The third party program is that which Galitzin speaks about and writes about in his two books, the third party program.
Which would be from 1961 onward.
From 1961 to 1986, when Gorbachev arrives as General Secretary in 85, and at the 27th Party Congress in 1986, he launches the fourth party program. We'll come to that in a minute. The purpose of the long-range strategy, which was actually announced by the head of the KGB in 1959, they prepared this strategy, and then when they had worked out how they were going to deceive the West in what has turned out to be the biggest deception operation in the history of mankind.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Or double talk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be honest. When they worked this out, they convened a conference called the 81 Party Congress, which took place on one day, on the 6th of December 1961. And these, consisting of 81 parties from all over the world, communist parties, and the long-range strategy was rubber-stamped, and that was it. And from 1961 to the arrival of Gorbachev, was the period when they were preparing for the implementation of what Gorbachev subsequently introduced. Now, I'd just like to say here something very important, which is that sometimes people say, why was there such a long period from the introduction of the third party program to the introduction of the fourth party program? And the answer to that is extremely interesting. It is that in 1949 or 1948, the Western allies agreed with the Soviet Union, i.e. with Stalin, that Germany was to be occupied for a period of 40 years. Mm-hmm. 49 to 89 takes you to the pulling down of the Berlin Wall, and on cue, quick as a flash, they start pulling down the wall at the end of the 40-year period. So what do they do during this extended period? Now, by the way, we don't really know why that 40-year period was agreed, but it seems to have been an agreement, almost a secret agreement. By the way, Secretary of State Burns, B-Y-R-N-E-S, was responsible for agreeing that. That was his most important contribution, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. That's his main legacy. And we don't really know why it was agreed that the Germany should be occupied for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I personally do not know the answer to that question.
Okay, but the third party program from 61 onward consisted of this scheme to promote disinformation about the alleged crumbling of the monolithic worldwide communist superstructure, alleged rifts and splits between the Soviet Union and Yugoslavia, the Soviet Union and Red China, and give the West the impression that communism was fragmenting and becoming decentralized. At the same time, they were waging, they were creating and waging an international terrorism campaign by creating an international terror network, which we'll get back to. And they were using drugs and drug trafficking internationally as they gained, maintained and gained total control over international drug trafficking as a weapon of sabotage against the West.
Yes.
All right. We're going to get more into this, how these bankers and stuff work on here. But from this, we can see how, or you'll learn more about how they've set up their own specialized bankers. And this is probably why you never see bankers that are prosecuted for their crimes, as well as for those like down through the ATF and DHS that were arming the cartels down, the Sinaloa drug cartel that is, down through Mexico, with the Fast and Furious arms and such, who laundered HSBC, Wells Fargo, and another Australian bank, who laundered 800 and some odd billion dollars each of this cartel money to keep these drugs flowing. And why it's so important, as we see today, that the U.S. is so involved in Afghanistan. NATO it plays in there. NATO also plays in there in now moving into Colombia, the goal of North Korea, which is the world's second largest opium producer. And if you start to realize what's going on here, you'll see the systematic destruction of this country, as well as, and I may have written this later here, but the fact of how you can search this, where the IMF now has plans in moving to China, communist China. And this was all done many, many, many decades ago. It's all been pre-thought out. And again, I'd like to differentiate today because Vladimir Putin over there in today's Russian Federation is the Orthodox Christian. And although the state is mixed with religion over there, we see Putin is on the one, and I can't quote him, but it's basically where he in that one video said, F the New World Order. But remember, he was KGB. He knows well what was going on and how the rats scurried as the planned destruction of the Soviet Union came up around. So, with that there, I'll have Kenneth play the next portion of this. Go ahead, Kenneth, please.
So these are all strategies, along with military buildup and espionage.
These are all sub-strategies, but they're very important planks. I mean, basically, there are four main sub-strategies within the long-range strategy, apart from the weak look, which you've already described. Right. The weak look being, you know, appear weak, which is based on the ancient Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu, which Sun Tzu's famous book, The Art of War, is was required reading and still is in the Soviet military and in the East German. We happen to know that it was required reading in the East German military because we've got a copy of the East German translation of Sun Tzu, which appeared in 1956, which is highly significant. So the sub-strategies are the global drug offensive, the international terrorism offensive, the what I call international criminalism, which is the exploitation of organized criminal operations in the interests of strategy.
Right.
And now this is extremely important. We're going to come, I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about that more, because basically that is almost completely controlling what's happening today. And then finally, we have, well, of these four, we have the what I call the Gramsci dimension. Now, the Gramsci dimension,
named after the Italian communist Antonio Gramsci.
Antonio Gramsci, G-R-A-M-S-C-I. He was the founder of the Italian Communist Party and was imprisoned by Mussolini, and wrote a book on basically on toilet paper while he was in prison, called The Prison Notebooks, and his thesis was that you have to change the cultural base in order to achieve the revolution. So once you've got everybody with garbage ideas in their heads and you've destroyed art, You've replaced music with hideous noise. Mm-hmm. You've satanized music, if you like, and you've caused you've attacked and undermined all the institutions
and traditional values.
Traditional values have destroyed. Eliminated religious teaching and all that. That is what I call the Gramsci dimension. That's which is commonly known as the culture wars. Mm-hmm. This is a strategy of the Leninist Soviet Revolution.
Right. And the criminalism consisted of creating what is now today called the Russian Mafia, both within the Soviet Union and internationally, so that any business activity that continued during this period of alleged democratism or alleged reform in the Soviet Union, any business activity conducted there could be controlled by KGB agents who, appropriately enough, since they've always been a criminal enterprise, now call themselves the Russian Mafia and penetrated all of these business organizations and made sure that they were able to control any active commercial activity, any type of commercial activity, whether coming from foreign capital or within Russia, so that the KGB would maintain even tighter control.
That's absolutely true. And in fact, I understand, I don't know his name or I can't recall his name, but the head of the Russian Mafia, M-A-F-I-Y-A, to distinguish it from the
Italian
Chicago-type mafia, is a resident in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the action is.
Right.
But the importance of criminalism cannot be underestimated, because what has happened is that the KGB, being a criminal enterprise, by definition, was always very close to the huge underground economy which existed under overt communism.
Right.
By the way, I use the phrase overt communism.
Pre-1989.
Pre-1989 and covert communism to describe the present situation.
Right.
Which
is,
I think, a useful short-form way of doing it.
Yes.
So that under the KGB, there was an organization called the Economic Department,
mm-hmm.
which appeared to be dealing with economic issues, but actually was concerned with controlling and developing the criminal underground. And then in parallel with this, because on the principle of Leninist duplication, Lenin duplicated every aspect of government and activity,
mm-hmm.
party activity, state and party activity, the Ministry of the Interior, the MVD, had its own criminal control organization called, going by the letters OBKH.
Mm-hmm.
So you have these two sources of background expertise and knowledge of how to control criminal operations.
Which is today the so-called Russian Mafia, just another branch operation of the KGB.
No question. And the, after the so-called fake collapse, after the fake collapse of communism, or during this period, the Soviets in fact exported large numbers of KGB officers who'd been retrained as criminal controllers.
Mm-hmm.
I call them criminalists,
mm-hmm.
operators of criminalism.
Mm-hmm.
And they have joined up with the underworld, the huge underworld in the West, mm-hmm. here as well. Now,
all right. You'll notice in this these clips here how he's outlining the fact of the criminality of between the old Russian mob and the Chicago Boys. And if you remember Naomi Klein's video, which highlighted the Chicago Boys, which was in a video called The Shock Doctrine, and the basis of all these wars. And Americans should realize that Russia, today's Russia, the Russian Federation, is a target too. And of course, that's because Russia stands on its high moral grounds of Christianity. There's gays in Russia, yes, but as Putin said, you're not going to bring that crap into here and teach it into our schools and stuff. And this is what they're doing here systematically by having drag queens reading to the children. As he mentioned here, introducing a satanic culture into music, probably perhaps why I like old country western music, because there's no way to pervert it. But anyway, you should see now why all these sanctions are being used, the tariffs are being used. SWIFT is now in the news here because people are trying to bypass the mob here, and we know who controls America. The IMF or the World Bank, whose latest, what the heck was that, Kenneth? Anyway, it's like a sneeze or something. Anyway, what the World Bank is about, and of course the IMF, who recently stated that they have plans to move to communist China. And of course, I would not exclude all those ties that we see now in Israel, who's now cementing all their ties with the Chinese now, even building a subport for the Chinese. However, I would also like to say, and this is, of course, in my opinion, as I mentioned, the current Russia or the Federation, again, isn't part of this. The Federation is comprised today of 86% Orthodox Christians, not Bolsheviks, as well as I mentioned, they are out to destroy Russia. And if anyone is on Twitter or any of that, when you watch these themed white genocide tweets, or you listen to all this bashing about modern-day Russia, it is from those Zionist-type neocon Jews that are doing this. And I can't lump them all in together to say that all Jews are bad. It's just there's a certain group that are pushing for that. Just like right now in Haaretz News, they're talking about Bibi Netanyahu may have problems in his coming election here because he hasn't started a war with Gaza. This is the mentality that these people have, the constant war, as well as here in the United States, where they always talk about a president or so is a wartime president, you know, and you can't change boats in the middle of the stream. So with that, I have one more clip here to play right for the break here, and then I'll get into another one that kind of sums up what's going on in Europe right now to show you that. So with that there, would you – let me see. Do I have time? Yeah. You want to play that other clip there, Kenneth? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The drug dimension of the world revolution, which they largely control – but not entirely, but they largely control it, is, of course, it operates in parallel with and is part of this criminalist operation. Mm-hmm. And this, and basically the drug, international drug trafficking elements that they control must finance the world revolution. But it has another very important point, rationale, which is that because the proceeds of drug operations have to be banked, they have their own bankers. Mm-hmm. Now, we know from Joe Douglas's book, which I was privileged to edit and publish, Red Cocaine, that which is based on the debriefing of a very senior Czech defector called General Jan Schaner. We know that Schaner was actually the highest official in the Czech Communist Party. He was the secretary overseeing everything, and he was responsible for making the administrative arrangements for delegations of bankers who were coming to Czechoslovakia in the second part of the 60s to be selected by the Czechs who were acting as cutouts for the Soviets. Although there were Soviet senior Soviet officials present at these selection meetings, they actually chose the bankers who were going to launder the proceeds of their drug operations because they knew that these would become so massive. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that the Soviets are totally in control, but the extent of their operations is huge, and in the Western Hemisphere, by the way, it's controlled by the America's Department of the Cuban Communist Party.
Mm-hmm. All right, I believe that's it there. So, you know, one has to think about how this global banking system is and how they control everything nowadays. And, of course, this all would include the RFID of chips that more and more people are joyfully getting in there to get in and out of their offices. This is like trial programs like my dog Uma that has this pet finder on her. These were trial things to get people to accept these little items. And, of course, later on it would be rolled out as far as control for you. So, the main issue here is the total control of the drug market, the arms market, and this is why it's so important to realize history with Oliver North, with the Iran-Contra scandal, the arms that came from that, the drugs that came from that, just as much as I've highlighted before about the DHS Century program, where all these vetted members come through the border after only a 10-second wait, and millions of dollars in meth and millions in cocaine are eventually found. Again, you have to arrest one or two now and then to show that the war on drugs is working. And I have a news here later on here, but I'll mention it right now here for Phil here on time. But they just seized a massive shipment of $500 million in cocaine. And, of course, we never find out what happens to that cocaine. And if you are a drug user or a pusher or a drug lord, you wouldn't just flush $500 million worth of cocaine down the tub or whatever like that. You would put it back out on the market. And so that's where you see these covert plans through the CIA, the FBI, the use of informants. This is to keep the people sequestered down in poverty, locked down to everything else, to keep crime going, which facilitates law and order and the call for more to further imprison us. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is on. You get and you wanna. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up. Talk Radio. Truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on RBN in Western Montana. You know, when a person sits back and you realize or listen to quotes from like Hillary Clinton, who we know is a known globalist, Obama, same thing, like with Trump doing one thing and Obama's going around the world and he's, I'll just use the word preaching, another thing. Hillary Clinton's statements on that Russia and China are going to pay. A lot of these are deflections from what actually is really going on. But, of course, those statements were all made in reference to Russia getting in the way of Syria, which, again, is for Israel's greater Israel and all his other plans here. So with that, I have just a small clip here, and then we'll go to the top of the hour here and with a few other notes here. But this is just a small 20-second clip here. But this is what's going on in Britain right now and why Brexit is so important. And it shows you what Brussels is like. So with that, I'll have Kenneth play our little clip number two there.
And that is the real problem, colleagues. Why there is such a problem in this crisis? Because member states are reluctant to transfer new sovereignty and powers to the European Union. And we all know that the only way out of this crisis is a new transfer of powers to the European Union and to the European institutions.
All right. There you have it right there. That's the whole thing. Everything, transfer of power to the European Union. And if you've been paying attention to the other clip, we'll see. I mean, you have seen there where they're building this ultimate power grab. And this is part of that New World Order. And the other issue behind this entire thing is that the EU, its so-called members, are not elected. They're appointed. So the people have no say in anything. This is why it's so important nowadays when you hear about all these different political parties, what one wants to do, what the other one's doing. But you'll see that they're always beating each other up and nothing is ever getting done. Just like right now with the Democrats assuming the House, it looks like. What that means for most Americans is that it's two more years of nothing getting done. So anything, if President Trump was to do something towards this country, you would think that everyone would be on board. But no, they're driving us further and further down into poverty. There was a story here earlier about how even members of the GOP, which basically hate Trump, that they even want to cut food assistance for the children now. And, of course, this is to keep the war machine going, and I have more comments about that with the F-35, all this BS, that it's constant war, and with the armaments that are being built up around the world right now. I just watched a video on Twitter there of the massive, and I mean it was a massive, long train flowing into Donetsk, because it looks like Vladimir Putin knows what's coming next, and this is going to probably provoke the war, which they want. So, excuse me. With that, we're right back after the commercial break here, so stay tuned, and I'll open up phone lines here in just one more little clip here. Right back.
Turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it up and loud as it'll go.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543.